Most Americans have been taught about Dr. King, know about his famous I Have a Dream speech, or have celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day to honor his legacy. What a better way to honor his legacy than to commit ourselves to his vision of nonviolence. Violence isn't the solution to anything. Violence only breeds more violence. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of that. Despite getting arrested 29 times, Dr. King never acted violently towards his oppressors. His vision would be for us to continue to carry the torch for freedom, light the path to equality, and shed a light on freedom. He would remind us that the only way evil exists is for good men to remain silent. Aren't you tired of being silent?
Activism begins with each of us. What does this mean? Dr. King said, kindness and forgiveness are constant attitudes, not occasional acts. This direction is still a lightning rod. Let us embrace his words and strive to be better humans. What is different today than 1968? Technology, yes. Social injustice, no, it is still here. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. fought for equality for African Americans and the less fortunate. Today, those same causes are as important to the fabric of our communities.
March 17, 1966. On the campus of Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, Dr. King spoke these words. We may have to repent in this generation, not merely for the vitriolic words and violent actions of the bad people, but also for the appalling silence and indifference of the good people. As a 10-year-old fifth grader, I have seen how bullies can change their behavior because someone stood up to them. But I have also seen how victims can feel their situation remains the same because everyone stayed silent. The late Honorable Elijah Cummings said, "Diversity is not America's problem. It is her promise." Dr. King believed he saw the promised land. I imagine that he would envision that in 2020, every adult would be reminded of something we children say every day. America, we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.